Well, and thanks. I should feel fine now. Say, that cantaloupe and ice cream is good, baby, man. The last time I had cantaloupe was down in Ontario with Lola. In fact, the whole meal was good, not just the cantaloupe and ice cream. The best meal I've had since Lois cooked one for me down in Ontario. You know, Anne, getting breakfast by myself in the morning is not so hot.
I don't imagine. But speaking of breakfast, now that we're all hungry again, by the way, we're having a waffle in the morning, and we'll just about finish up that good maple syrup today.
Good.
Yeah, we sure stretched that out by mixing it with other so-called
cheaper
maple
syrup.
Yeah, the cheaper brands. It really put a flavor on it.
Oh, it sure did.
Glad we'll have some left.
Yeah.
Well, we can finish this morning. Is that picture, you know, George, that you have of Bert and his wife?
Yes, the one I brought you.
Uh-huh. I think Bert resembles Ed quite a good deal.
Poor
Ed. Good-looking boy. Present company expected.
Yeah, don't forget Georgie.
They're pretty good-looking.
But let me tell you something. You know, the last time I saw Bert, he was quite a little shaper and a little rascal.
He still is.
This is back in 1920, about. And he said, "Why, you must be old." He says, "Like Grandma." He says, "You're not married, are you?"
Yeah, well, while you're talking about pictures, you folks are passing up the best part of that picture. How about Bert's wife? Yeah. That's my idea of the important part of the picture.
She is.
Sure, looks like a dandy girl. I must meet her.
Well, maybe they will be the next representatives of the Foot family to visit us here in Hollywood.
Oh, let's hope so.
Hope so, anyway.
Well, I hope the next representative of the Foot family to come here is a certain girl. I want my Lois back.
Uh-oh, he wants his Lois back. Is it time for that gang? Shall we do it?
No. No fun.
Foot wants Lois' hand back.
All right, have a radish here.
So. Changing the subject.
Wonder where Lois is tonight.
She's down at Ocean Grove, you know. She's with her dad, Mark.
Oh, Ren, but you know, her folks are such nice people. I'm awfully sorry you didn't get to meet them.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't, too.
It was too bad.
In bed that day they were married.
Yeah, that was a day.
By the way, you people are going on your vacation pretty soon, aren't you?
Yeah, about 3 weeks from Monday. July the 30th, and we're going up to Big Bear again.
Hang on a second.
Sure. Will you pass the water, please?
George, how about coming up to see us while we're there? Suppose you can get away?
Well, you won't have to ask me twice, Ray. I'll come. I'd like to come up.
Yeah, it's a beautiful spot. I think you'd enjoy it.
Oh, now that we're through eating and it's kind of warm here, let's sit out on the porch for a little while before it gets dark.
Well, that's what we always used to do when Lois was here. Maybe we'll see John and Glenn Bagney.
Oh, no, they're not at home. They went up to Carmel about a week ago. They visited Glenn's sister. You know, her husband is stationed at Fort Ord.
Well, Fort Ord is where Lois's brother, Fox, was stationed for a while. And when he was there, Lois and Lida, that's Fox's wife, were there with him. By the way, if we're going out on the porch, could I wear that sweater, you know, the one that Lois likes?
Well, the one that Lois likes. Yeah, you can wear it. We won't even tell Lois about it. But if we're going to make a record, we're getting at it, I think. You got figured out what you're going to say, George?
Why, sure. I know what I'll say on the record. But, you know, the 12th is Lois's birthday.
Oh, good.
Well, that's well. Then we'll be able to sing Happy Birthday to Lois on the record. I think we'll like
you
that.
Might be able to sing, but
we can try.
Well, I'll try. I'll the studio here and get the record ready.
Well, you wait and sing this song.
Yeah,
I
got to sing to you.
Come on, let's go now.
I got to record.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lois. Happy birthday to you.
You'll like that on the record.
Say, that's a good idea.
Uh-oh. Listen, folks. You want to know something?
What?
Well, you look very sad. believe it or not, I haven't got a single blank record left. We won't be able to make this recording after all.
Can't send her a record after all?
George will have to write her a letter now.
I have to start right now.